If there is station, Sophie on 2 for treadmill.
Sophie, Houston's with you on 2.
Yeah, good morning, Smashlight. So the data LED on the treadmill is not blinking. So we see ourselves in block alpha. Means that we have to perform 2.3.778 for the rack power on and off again. We've already done this in the past without BME on console, but just wanted to have your help for step 2.4 to 2.6.
All right, Sophie, thanks. We'll take a look and let you know.
Thank you.
Sophie, back with you on 2. We are going to be putting those steps in work for you shortly.
Thank you very much. Really appreciate it. Houston Station, Sophie M3 for T2.
Go ahead, Sophie.
Yeah, we have good LED status on T2, and I just started the software, and everything seems nominal. Thank you so much for fixing it for us.
Excellent. Thanks, Sophie. And Sophie, we just have one more command to re-enable smoke detection, and I'll let you know when that's on.
Sophie, y'all.
And Sophie, Houston's back with you on 2. The T2 smoke detection is re-enabled, and you're go for your exercise.
Houston airlock on 2 for batteries.
Houston's with you on 2, Jessica, and you are go in step 24.
Off you go, thanks. Houston airlock on 2.
Houston with you on 2.
Unfortunately, I did get one fault on charger 3. I have a... On the fault page, I have the message 060:13 Charlie Hardware, :00 Foxtrot 8. And then I have 060:13 Mike Hardware, :0100. And that failure on the previous page on the self-test results, it was the third line down, 7280 alpha chips. That was the one that failed on charger 3.
And Jessica, those we were expecting that you might get those error messages. You're go to continue in the star block.
Go to continue, meaning you want me to perform 1.671, the troubleshooting, or you want me to continue with the procedure?
That's the 1.671.
Hey, copy. Airlock on 2.
We're with you on 2, Jessica.
Now, this is the first time I've been in this table. Just want to make sure I'm interpreting this correctly. I don't see the error codes listed in these 33 errors, the ones that I have here, aside from the 7280 alpha error. So in that table, it says to just continue operation. So that's what I've done. I continued, and I did it. Again, for the self-test, and I have the same result again with a fail only for the 7280 alpha chips.
Houston copies, checking.
And specifically, it's the channel 5 post chips 7280 alpha.
All right, Jessica, Houston copies all on your error messages. We're good for you to go back to 1.670 step 33 and pick back up there.
Okay, copy. I have the photo, so I can still download those to you, and I'll go back to 33 and 1.670. Thanks.
Sophie, station on 2 for combustion valve control leak check.
Hi, good morning. I'm now supervisor on 2.
Pretty sick. Good to hear your voice. I was just looking for a go at 2.2.1.
Hi, I'm so happy to hear your voice as well, and congratulations on your first EVA. You're going for step 2.2.2.
Awesome. Copy, go. Thank you. Mount Fuji was good training.
Happy to hear that.
This is airlock, Sophie on 2.
Sophie, we're with you on 2, and we can tell you that steps 1 through 3 are complete.
Great news. Thank you very much. And node 1 is active, so you're more than welcome to go on board.
And we're with you. Thank you.
Houston, airlock on 2 for CR members, step 59.
Houston's with you on 2.
On the Ford EMU-3005, I have the EMU water processing number 1008 and the scrubber 1003. And I have the LCVG 3375.
And those are good numbers for the forward?
And for the aft one, 3015, I have the persistent jumper serial number 1007, the scrubber serial number 1002, and LCVG serial number 3385.
And those are good numbers as well.
Yes. Do I have the go to continue?
And yes, you have the go to continue.
Copy go. Sarah, I'll come too for node one camera view.
And Sophie, we're good with that node one camera view.
Yes.
Thank you, Sophie.
Houston station, checks on 2-4 scrub. I think our 7-minute timer has expired. Just want to confirm with that. You guys with that before I move on?
And yes, Jack, we agree the timer has expired and you're go to pick up in your procedure.
Copy, go for the procedure. Houston, airlock on 2-4 bioside filter serial numbers.
Go ahead, Jack.
And step 117, I've got bioside filter serial number 1006 attached to the water jumpers connected to EMU 3015. And I've got bioside filter serial number 1005 connected to the water processing jumpers connected to EMU 3005. Looking for your go.
And those are good numbers. Your go.
Happy go. Scan airlock for a small water leak on the EMU 3015 connection to the LCVG. Got it up in the airlock camera now. I see water here. I'm not sure I see any actual increasing water, so maybe there's not a leak going on. I just, there's a reasonable amount of water, 15, 20 milliliters maybe.
Yeah, Houston copy if you see that. And Jack, just stand by for a minute while we talk about what we want you to do.
Agreed, I'm standing by.
All right, Jack, back with you on 2. So first, I have a question for you. Are you able to tell if that water is coming from the vent duct or the connector?
Yeah, that's going to be hard. There's a little water on both of the light blue connectors, and obviously the bulk of the water is right now centered on the vent duct there. And I'd say actually in the last couple of days while you've been talking, there may actually be a small leak because it does look like the volume of water has slightly increased, another couple of 5 milliliters or whatever, but it's hard to tell where I'm guessing here, but maybe the vent duct because that's where the increase in water I'm seeing now is, but I can't say definitively. Maybe just dry it all up, and then I'll be able to dry up what's existing here, and then I'll be able to see where the new water, if it is still leaking, we'll see where the new water's coming from.
Yes, Jack, that's what we were about to ask, and then also if you can try to, like, hand tighten the connection too, that might help the issue. And then, Jack, once that's done, you'll be go to continue in the procedure.
Either of the connection points needed to be tightened at all. They're definitely at least hand tight. There's no apparent water leaking right now. I do see a tiny drop of way down in the vent that I can't quite dry up. That could just be residue from earlier. And I see a couple drops on one of the two connections.
I guess I'll just pay attention over the next 10 minutes and see if there's any water increase here at all to identify a location for you.
All right, thanks, Jack. And yes, that's a good plan.
Houston, Iraq. Ida Nation Star GMT 1146. And you guys got the rest of the steps.
Houston copies.
Houston Station Jack on 2-4 robot on SSC 8.
Go ahead, Jack.
I've been trying to get robot set up on SSC 8 and 23 over here this morning. I've been going through procedure 2.601, the robot startup, driven there from the OBT guide. And I'm in step 4, booting the lower FSC, and I commanded the reboot now there in step 4 a little over an hour ago. And I've been seeing that booting please wait screen since then. It looks like the timer's gone all the way across. It's been like that for quite a while. Just looking if I miss a step, if something else, there's a grayed out step here. I don't know if you guys have to do that down there. Just looking for some help on how to finish the robot setup.
And Jack, we copy all. We don't have a Pluto on console right now. We're expecting them in about half an hour. So we can try to give them a call to get them in a little bit early, or if you're okay sitting tight for a minute, we'll get you as soon as they're here.
I could sit tight for a bit, just trying to get it all organized so we can use it this afternoon. So a half hour, an hour is fine.
Get some copies. We'll let you know as soon as we have an answer.
Huntsville Station on 2 for HRS supplies.
Huntsville's with you on 2. Go ahead.
Yeah, just a question for my blood setup activities. I retrieved blood tube kit 1238 from the Columbus Overhead 3 location, and then it just says to temp stow that kit. I already took the blood tubes out that I need, but there's still a lot of tubes in there, so just wondering where that blood tube kit should go.
Yeah, we'll take a quick look and let you know what we find.
All right, copy, thanks.
Station Huntsville on space to ground 2 for Jessica and blood tube kit.
Go ahead on 2.
Yeah, Jessica, that blood tube kit can go back in the resupply kit purple. That's the one located at Columbus Forward 4 Delta 2. And that'll get us set up
for... That's what I was expecting. I'll put it.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, that'll get us set up for later supply this week.
All right, sounds good. Thanks.
60 station on 2.
Yeah, we're there on 2.
I am in 1002, valve control for leak check. I'm on step 3.1.2, and it tells me to remove QF, protect Foxtrot 5152 from QF 5152 park. That seems to require a decent amount of force. It didn't come off of my initial force. I see a Phillips head screwdriver in the center, and I'm wondering if it's unscrew or apply more force or potentially use the pliers to pull it out.
Copy, give us a moment. We will discuss internally and get back to you.
Station SOPN 2 for SEM.
Hi, copy, video on 2.
Yeah, so actually I did not have time to give Anil a handover on the configuration, and the only reason he had a problem on this is that the QD went away from the park position. I guess it happened when opening the Velcro cover of the standoff area. But it's all nominal, all fine, and I showed him the QD and the hose, and so it's all good.
Copy, Sophie. Thank you for the good news. I copied. Everything looks good. Everything in good shape. Thank you.
You're welcome. And right now he's on step 3.2.
Copy, 3.2. Thank you for supporting him. And we can give Anil goal for opening the valves in step 3.3.1 and 3.3.2.
Annual copies, go.
Station Houston on 2 for Jack and Robot.
Jack and Houston for Robot.
Hey, Jack. Morning. David here on console. I was told you have had issues with SSE 8 running Robot earlier.
That's a true statement. Yes, I just see the booting. Please wait on the screen here for us. I've probably been 2.5 hours now.
Have you tried a power cycle? If not, give that a shot.
Hit hard, power cycle won't work.
Let us know.
Houston Station on 2.
With you on 2, Jessica.
Bonjour, mon ami.
Bonjour, commandant.
Et tout.
Good talking to you.
Great hearing your voice, my friend.
This is the view from the cupola today.
Cupola is magnificent as always. On fill station on 2 for Subsa.
With you on 2, Jessica.
And that was for Huntsville.
Disregard. Sorry.
Huntsville's with you, too.
I do love speaking to all of you equally, so everyone can participate in this, but I am required to ask for POIC's go in 3.1.
Jessica, you've got to go in 3.1.
Copy, go. Thank you. Still station on 2, looking for your go in 3.10.
We've got the video. You've got to go in 3.10.
And Huntsville, just before I remove that, I don't see, it does look like it's intact. I don't see anything broken or anything like that. But I don't remember seeing, there's like some little white particles. It kind of looks like little white balls of lint or something along the, you can see where I'm pointing, along the top here and then also on the very bottom. So not in the chamber itself, but the very top and bottom of the chamber.
Recopy, Jessica. Stand by one. We're going to talk real fast.
Okay, and I can grab the camera and put the camera right out and you'll probably be able to see it.
Absolutely, we're going to take a look.
This little station on 2, if you can see the view now, you can see like that circuit board with the wires coming out on top, and then like just behind it, you can see one of the like white little pieces and around the base there where the wires run, and there's a few in front of it as well.
We see it, Jessica. Thanks for the view. Give us just one more second. We're talking it real fast.
Okay, sure thing. And then, like I mentioned, there's some that look just like that, but in the bottom, I'm not sure that I can get a great view of those, but they look exactly the same. They're just on the bottom instead of the top. Actually, I can get a view. I'm showing you those now.
We see it. All right, Jessica, we've talked it. These are particles trapped between the polycarbonate layers, and it is something we've seen before, so we are go to press.
All right, copy. Thanks. Station on 2, looking for your go in 4.3.
Jessica, before you proceed in 4.3, could you report real quick the identifier that's on the ampule tag? It should be on that polycarbonate cover tube.
Yep, I checked it with a SONO. It's serial number 34075.
Copy. There should also be a shorter identifier, like SA1. Is that on there as well?
Affirm, SA1.
Perfect. Thanks for that double check for us. You are go in step 4.3. Copy that, thumbs up.
Station Houston on 2 for Jack and a Robot. Curious for a status.
I'm not sure if it was the reboot or your stern fatherly staring at the me and the computer that made it work, but it is indeed, looks like it's working now.
And there is much rejoicing in the world. And tell me, you asked earlier about this hands-off block crew constraint. We can move that off at your convenience. Just let us know when you are done.
Okay, that's great. We're going to use our procedure review generic to go through the robo steps, all four of us. So we'll probably be done by 17:30 GMT or so. Also, what's the intent of that hands-off? Like, it'll be nice to have a robot kind of set up this week. Are we resetting it, or what's going to happen to it?
Yeah, so they're basically some file updates just to make it even better.
Awesome. I like even better.
All right, so just use it as your convenience and let us know what you're done, and then we can hand it over to Robo for those updates.
That will be our plan. We'll give you a holler later this evening when we are done with it.
Station Huntsville on 2 for Jessica and Bluetooth at your convenience.
Ed?
Hey, Jessica. When you get a chance, can you add the containment vial serial number to your setup note? We just want to make sure we verify that one and we don't have to bug you in the morning.
Yep, sure thing. I'll do that. Thanks.
Station Jack's on 2 for robots.
Station on 2.
Yes, sir, I must have missed a step. I've got the SIM all loaded up, and it says the SIM interface is SCANT2RNR. When I go to the joint OCAS options and I try to pick a file, all I have are the CCE files. I don't have the SCANT JOCAS files. Any thoughts on, I looked back through the procedure, can't find out what step I missed, so looking for some help.
Copy. All you see is a CCE file. We're in 3 seconds. Station on 2 for Jack and timeline.
Yes, sir.
All right, so for those SGAN2 files we're looking for, they're not on board yet. They were going to be on board tonight. That was our plan. It was just for a procedure review today, but we're expediting that. You should have them on board at about 9:30 your time, at about 14:30 your time, so about 40 minutes. In the meanwhile, if you don't want to stay idle, you're good to start the loop scrub deconfig at your convenience. It could be started anytime.
Okay, I really appreciate that. I'll get into the loop scrub deconfig. And we had the files a couple days ago when we had our first procedure review on Saturday, I think. So I'm surprised to hear you say that they're not on here anymore, but we appreciate you sorting them out, or whatever indeed is going on.
Matt, you've reached the end of my understanding of the situation.
Same. Houston, airlock 2 for step 135 of loop scrub deconfig.
What are you on 2, Jack?
We talked a little bit earlier today about some water we found on water processing jumper 1007, which is the one connected to EMU 3015. Earlier today, we found like 20-ish milliliters coming out of the water processing jumper where it connects to the LCVG, and I dried it up. And it appears some water has appeared in the intervening 2 hours, like a very small amount, 1 or 2 milliliters, coming from the blue connection into the multiple water connector that's on the QD alpha size side. It's a very small amount of water, but that does appear to be where the leak is coming from. Let me know if you guys need me to take any action.
Okay, Jack, thanks for the report. That does not surprise the EVA console. They've seen that before, so we're going to roll with this. And no action for you.
Roll in, roll in, roll in.
Keep them doggies rolling.
All night. I understand I got to go in 136.
You are go 136.
Okay, go 136. Houston, airlock 2 for loose grip.
What are you on 2, Jack?
Just some cleanup stuff here. You guys are go for the last 3 steps of the cooling loop scrub, 258, 259, and 260. You're also go for the HECA procedure, step 151, and I got a question for you when you're ready.
Copy, and ready for question.
It's not a procedure to reconnect the LTAs to suits, but we'd prefer to do that up here just to clean the area up if that's all right with you guys.
Checking. And Jack, while we're checking, if you look at figure 17, I believe that is my suit.
It did look particularly powerful and handsome, so I assumed it must belong to you.
Too kind. And Jack, you are go to connect the LTAs to EMUs.
Awesome. Thank you, sir. We will connect the LTAs to the EMUs.
Station on 2 for Jack and Robot.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Jack. Looks like robot was in the kind of wrong session. We're going to fix that from the ground, and then you should be good to go. In about 5 minutes, I'm told.
Okay. I will appreciate that.
All right. So we'll let you know. And there's an LOS coming up. That's up. One minute 30.
Yes, sir.
Station on 2 for Jack and Robot.
Sir.
Hey, we think we know what the bug is with those set of files. Are you ready to try something for me?
Okay, I understand you want us to try something?
Yeah, at the very beginning, when you're in the DST user interface window, and you have to, it says, welcome to the DST, there's a bunch of tabs there where you pick your scenarios from. We think maybe that's where the procedure wasn't clear, which session to pick.
Okay. Yeah, I think I remember being on this tab to access RMS only. Maybe the procedure did say something about saved sessions. Now that you say that out loud, is that the tab I'm supposed to be on?
The one you want is under saved sessions, not the one that's under RMS only.
Okay. And once I go to the Save Sessions tab, I have an option to refresh, go to the local host, or browse.
Local host.
Okay, and I see SCAN2RNR under there.
That should be the one.
All right, awesome. Thanks for helping me out, and I will learn to read better.
Well, we'll look at the procedures, make sure they're more explicit. Thanks.
Houston Station on 2 for Robo.
With you on 2, Jessica.
Hello, my friend. We're wondering if there is a robo on console or somebody supporting our procedures review. We have a few specific SCANT robo procedure questions. I'm wondering if someone's on console to answer them. If not, no big deal. We can just email.
Yes, ma'am. We have someone listening in.
Okay. Should we maybe move it to 3 or 4 so we don't clobber the airwaves, or what would you recommend?
You anticipate a little conversation? We can go to 3, yeah.
It's almost like I was a Capcom. All right, I'll switch over to 3. Thank you.
And back on 2 for Jack and Loot Scrub. Sorry, Jack and Hekka.
PM2.
Yeah, just let you know, you're good to do that Hekka term at your convenience, no constraints on the schedule.
Some heck shutdown at my convenience. Appreciate it.
Station on 2 for Jessica and EVA procedure question.
I can take a message or have her give you a call back in a few minutes.
You would probably understand the question. Or the answer. It's a go back from our previous discussion we had about the SRMS support procedure.
Okay, go ahead.
You asked us about the note at step 4 for the EV to OBSS clearance constraint. You know what I'm referring to?
Yeah, there in step 4, it doesn't, we've been trying to figure out, it doesn't seem like APFR EV is really all that close to OBSS, and we're just double checking that note.
So what we think it is really to cover the case where you would have ingressed the APFR, and if there's a GCA going zenith, then the head of the crew member could get in contact with the OBSS.
Okay, we'll buy that, like a little bit of zenith GCA, and Anil is pretty tall, so okay, that makes sense, and we'll pay attention to that.
That was the spirit of that constraint. That's all.
Station Jackson on 2, you guys are go for reconfig of SC 8 and 22.
Copy. Thank you.
Houston, station on 2 for an robo quiz question on Doug.
With you on 2, sir.
We've spent some time figuring out how to pull up the ruler on Doug, and we are completely stumped, and if you guys can help us, we would much appreciate it.
Yeah, you mean the ruler to measure distances between points?
Exactamundo.
Let me get the clear instructions to you.
Thank you so much.
Hey, Anil, on to, just to make sure, you want the actual ruler to measure yourself between points, right? Not the pop-up for proximity alerts.
The ruler for measuring a distance between two points on Doug, say like an EV and a handrail or two handrails, that kind of thing.
Okay, yep. Station on two for Doug rulers.
Station is ready.
All right, the trick is to right-click anywhere on the Doug window in the background, and a pop-up will appear. The first item is called rulers. Ta-da!
Now, that we would have figured out, but when we right-click, first pop-up is overlays, and there is no rulers. So maybe we have a different load. Maybe that's the problem.
Interesting. Yeah, I see rulers, then overlays, then lighting effects, then crosshair.
Well, it's good to know it's not us. Thanks. I'll just follow up maybe on email. It's not mission critical. We thought since you had a robo on console, it might be an easy solve, but thank you.
We're going to see if that's something, that's a setting that can be changed.
I need one little tidbit in case it changes anything, but we are doing the EVA study Doug. So we load up the Doug app, we select EVA, then we select SCAN 2, and then we did go to reconfig for EVA, and it like steps us through stuff. But in that right-click setting, there is no ruler. So that might be the root cause.
That sounds plausible to Robo, so we'll look into it and confirm.
Houston Station 2 for Mohawk.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, just checking in if I could do that Mohawk a little bit early.
You are go.
Off you go. MSPBS.
Hey, Jessica, while I have your attention, we think we fixed your email issues. Can you confirm?
Oh, that's excellent. It's difficult for me to confirm because I did just check in over the weekend with CBIT. It happened again this weekend, even after they'd said that they thought everything was okay. So if something in addition was changed this morning, then maybe. It's hard for me to confirm, though, because I don't know when I'm not getting something until I realize I don't have it. So I will let you guys know if I find out anything else that I don't have.
Okay, I'll send you an email right now. Let me know at your convenience.
Okay, sure. Yeah, it wasn't happening with all email. That's the problem. It was just like randomly I wouldn't get certain emails, so it was not like something that was easy to diagnose. It wasn't from all senders. It was just from randomly like a sender who I had received email from in the past, but then there was a group email that I didn't get, and other people on the group did get it. So it was a difficult one to diagnose.
Okay, understand. All right. Well, if you have more intel, we'll take it at your convenience. Thanks. Station on two for Doug and other EVA questions.
Bonjour, David. Oui, vas-y.
Bonjour, Sophie. Comment ça va? Alors, unfortunately, it is a known issue with the onboard version of Doug. It doesn't have the ruler. If you have specific measurements, obviously, you can email your trusted execution team, and they'll send screenshots of the measurements. But that's the onboard version. They would apparently, there's some kind of technical reasons why it would be tricky to retrieve that capacity on board. So no ruler, no issue.
Okay, thanks very much for the feedback. We understand, and yeah, okay, we'll contact our EVA teams. Thank you, David. Merci.
And I have a question about all this setup in front of you, Sophie. There's several spacewalks coming up, as you know, and they all need robotic support. would, you can talk about it among yourselves, but you have the option. Either we leave all that set up all the time, or we take it down and build it up again ahead of each EVA.
I think the unanimous answer here is leave it all the time, please. Merci.
Okay, thanks. And if someone is available to help me, I have a water balance task. Hey, help Ethos. Help yourself.
Merci, guys. I'm going to call you in 30 seconds.
Merci.
Hey, where do you want to?
Hey, Jessica. We basically, bottom line, we need a Yennevis swap. You're probably aware there were WPA issues over the weekend, maybe a filtration bed. Anyway, we took your UPA back on Yennevis swap, Yennevis backup, and it's nearly full, so we'll need a swap.
All right, I can do that. Which numbers?
You have the option. That's either 1460 or 1514, 1460 or 1514. You should find these in a 6.05043 in the note report end cone.
Okay, copy. 1460 or 1514 to the backup meeting day.
And sorry, the 6.0 is 5042.
Okay, copy. Yeah, I'm familiar with that one. And do you have the number for the one that I am removing?
What to expect? We expect that to be 1516.
I'll be 1516. I will see if I can get most of that done in the 4 minutes before DPC. Station on 2 for the day.
With you on 2, Jessica.
Yes, I did the swap. I swapped 1516 out with 1460, so that's all in place. However, I don't think that 1516 is completely full. I'm not sure if you guys were just going by a number of uses or if there's a volume there. It definitely has, maybe, I don't know, feels kind of like maybe three quarters or so, definitely not full, but there's something in there, so I don't know if that's what you guys were expecting.
Correct, Goose, yeah, we were expecting it to not be full. We knew for sure we wanted to swap it before the night, though, so it's with config and copy 1460 is the current one.
That's correct. All right. Thank you very much, my friend.
See one of me. Have a good evening.
And one last question. Should 1516 go back to that same 6.0 that I got the other one in, or should I go to a different location?
The same CTV, same 6.0 CTV.
All right, copy.
Houston contact, uplink voice check, station 2.